This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Freedom Friday, George Blackard in the house. Bruce and Ennis, he's not in the house, but, man, he's on the show with us. He's on the air with us out in Ennis listening on the Montana Talks app this morning. George, first off, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's a beautiful day today. Look at those mountains, the sun shining off the snow over there.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Looks good. I took a photo yesterday, too. It was incredible. My phone doesn't give it justice to how good the view actually is. Bruce and Ennis, he sent us a message a few minutes ago, and he is spot on. So I was talking about this story about how these illegal aliens were reportedly dumped in the Flathead Valley of Montana. And then there's some dark money nonprofit group that's trafficking these folks now, paying for hotel rooms or something like that. But Bruce says this, would a bus ticket to Los Angeles be cheaper than housing them overnight? I think that's a great answer. Why not just give them a bus pass? Hey, here you go.
Well, see, it affects everybody.
Finita la musica, yeah. A la playa.
Whatever that is.
It's, the music's over here.
Oh, okay.
Go to the beach. Go to free healthcare in California, by the way. Here's your bus pass.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, so here we have a president and his administration that are breaking the law. Not only just breaking the law on immigration, but now they're sending illegal aliens to all the states. I mean, they're sending them to Montana now. So, yeah, we definitely need to stand up to this and demand that they stop doing this, that they enforce the law. That's the thing, Aaron. We have laws to cover all this immigration and all this. They already exist, but our government is not enforcing those laws, and they refuse to enforce those laws. So, you know, right now, we got a bunch of people, not only in Congress, but in the courts. All these judges, all these people that are supposed to uphold the law are not doing it. And they're purposely breaking the law. So you have judges. Judges used to be respected people. You didn't get to be a judge unless you had your stuff together, right? I mean, that's the only way you could get to be a judge. And now it means nothing to be a judge.
But George,
nothing at all.
George, they went to Columbia University.
You see the problem there.
I just put the ball on the tee for you.
Exactly. So you see the problem there. These universities also used to be, if you were a professor in a university, then you held a position of respect.
People would listen. They'd be like, well, a professor said it. Now, if they're like, hey, according to this college professor, you just roll your eyes.
I could go downtown. You see that homeless dude down there?
Yeah.
Right down there? That guy?
Yeah, yeah.
I could go ask him and get a better answer than a professor at a college is going to give you, or a judge.
That's true.
It's the same thing, because it doesn't mean anything to be a judge or a professor anymore.
There are some good professors out there. There are some good judges out there. But by and large,
I'm lumping them all together today.
I know. That's all right. You're grouchy. That's all right. You can be grouchy. It's Friday. We're all ready for the week.
Fired up.
Over.
Fired up today.
But yeah, so many of them, they have just, you know, they've brought shame on their professions. If I were to go downtown and say, well, according to a college professor, they'd be like, they'd just start laughing at you. Oh, yeah. Oh, a professor says, they've just turned into a joke because of all these clowns, unfortunately.
Democracy 24.
Independent candidate for president Robert F. Kennedy Jr. proposing a no-spoiler pledge to President Biden that would have them co-fund a 50-state poll of more than 30,000 people in October, pitting each of them against former President Trump in a two-man race and agreeing that whoever performs weakest drops out of the race.
We only have one chance to beat Donald Trump, and we need a nominee who can get the job done. That would be me.
But extending the invite.
And I'm happy to make this same pledge with President Trump. Because I can do better against President Biden than President Trump can.
Saying he wants Americans to feel that they don't have to vote out of fear.
That they feel that they can vote out of hope.
Critics have slammed his run, including former President Trump, who called Kennedy's campaign a wasted protest vote. While more than a dozen members of the Kennedy family have endorsed President Biden for a second term. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather. For Billings and Bozeman. We'll see breaks of sun and some cloud cover in the area today. High temperatures will range from around 49 in Bozeman to 53 in Billings. For tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, lows in the upper 20s to around 30. And the outlook for Saturday calls for some sunshine with high temperatures in the mid and upper 60s around the area. Skies stay partly cloudy into Saturday night with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Look, these pro-Hamas terrorist sympathizers rioting and protesting on college campuses, they're obviously being well-funded, right? Somebody paid for those tents. It's blatantly obvious, right? Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We don't just raise questions, we track down answers. TheFederalist.com had the answers on this one. So did Fox News. George Soros, the Rockefeller folks, they're all funding these anti-American, anti-Semitic protests on these campuses.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, George Blackard in the house, Freedom Friday here. What are you, what, man? Whoa, hey.
Crazy.
I joked with Travis earlier this morning because we were like, man, it's finally Friday. And I was like, yeah, George will be here. Let's just make George do all the work this morning.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, George, I'm going to just keep my mic up. Here you go.
Put me in, coach. So I did not mean to disparage homeless people a while ago and comparing, you know, saying that.
I didn't think you were.
I was definitely disparaging judges, though.
Well, that's all right. You can do that.
Yeah, so. Well, it's just crazy, Aaron. This is the crazy mixed up country that we have right now, as the rule of law doesn't matter as long as it suits your political agenda, then, you know, you can do whatever you want to do. And, you know, I was listening to you earlier and we were talking about John Tester, and he hasn't come out and talked about any of this. He hasn't come out and said anything about the illegals that Joe Biden's putting in our state, you know, because, again, a reminder, people, he backs Joe Biden 95% of the time, something like that,
yeah,
in the way he votes.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other 5% of the time, it's...
he doesn't vote.
He can get away with it. And so he's still basically backing Biden. So really, he's 100% of the time.
100% of the time.
With the old shuffle feet.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, here's the thing. I know there's a lot of people that don't like any of the presidential candidates we have right now. And I don't either, to tell you the truth. But... If you vote for Joe Biden, I mean, you are voting for this whole illegal mess. You're voting for him sending illegals to your town. You're voting for everything that happens from that, too. You know, all the murders and rapes and all this stuff that these illegals have done. And I'm not saying they're all doing it, but it's a problem that wouldn't exist if we didn't let all these people in here,
yeah,
or fly them in on purpose.
Well, you know, and what you just said, you know, it's interesting. I've been traveling the state doing these events where we've been talking about Bidenomics, you know, these Americans for Prosperity Montana events. And I had one fellow veteran, and good guy. We ended up chatting. And then by the end of the hour, we were joking around, you know, with the gym owner. And anyway, but this guy was like, he saw the Bidenomics thing and he just started going off about how he really doesn't like Donald Trump, just hates Donald Trump and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, and finally I was like, well, hey, look, brother, first off, thanks for your service. But look, the reality is like here in Montana, you know, okay, you don't like Donald Trump. Okay, I get it. But like, Montana is not going to matter in the presidential race. So let's take Trump, Biden, the rest of them out of the equation here. What about everything else? What about open borders? What about inflation and everything else that's going on right now? And so the point being is like, yeah, for somebody like you who's saying, I don't like any of these presidential candidates. Well, you know what? The House matters. The Senate matters. And in fact, and that's the most important thing we can do here in Montana is in that U.S. Senate race, defeating once and for all liberal Senator John Tester, who is responsible for these open borders. And
yeah.
So like, you don't like the presidential candidates? Well, stop focusing on the presidential race so stinking much. Focus on what you can do to actually make a difference here in Montana.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good point. Very good point. And, you know, don't let these campaign commercials sway you one way or the other, because John Tester, if you watch his commercials, you would think he's the most conservative Democrat out there. And they're all lies, and it's window dressing. It's I can't believe he even gets away with running these commercials because they're not factual at all.
I ran into another guy, and he had a Marine Corps hat on, so and I could tell he was a little grouchy when he saw the Bidenomics thing. And he was like, well, John Tester's great. And then I'm thinking, okay, maybe this is one of those guys that actually is fooled by these John Tester veterans campaign commercials. Well, then, like, literally 30 seconds later, he's like, and Hillary Clinton was great, and Donald Trump actually lost the 2016 election. I was like, okay, you're that guy. You're the one guy in that, you know. I was like, there's no convincing this guy. But I was like, you know what, man, hey, thanks for your service, you know. But it's just like, there's no convincing a guy like that. A guy like that who says, well, I'm a veteran, and I'm for John Tester, and Hillary Clinton was great. It's like, okay, you're obviously, you drank the Kool-Aid, man. Like, somebody spiked your canteen cup.
He had a traumatic brain injury somewhere.
Well, you know, hey, God bless everybody, you know, but who served. But,
well, you know, Aaron, that's the great thing about this country is you can say whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like this guy that has the Hims and Hers company that he comes out and he says to all these anti-Israel protesting college students, he says, come to work for me. I'll give you a job. It doesn't matter what the college how they punish you. I don't care about that. You have courage in this, and I'll hire you. I'll hire you. Well, you know, that's great. You can say that. But, hey, if your company goes out of business because of it, well, congratulations.
Yeah, that's
You know,
right.
There are some arenas that I think if you own a business, you need to stay out of, probably, if you want to stay profitable.
Well, or just do it in a respectful way. But I don't know, providing support for the pro-Hamas terrorists that are harassing Jewish students? Yeah, probably not the best business plan, though.
Well, you know, the crazy thing is, and I think you mentioned it earlier, I just turned on the radio and just caught the tail end of it, but, you know, these college students don't understand that most of those students, you know, if these radical Islamists ran the country or the world, they'd be throwing them off the roofs of buildings.
Oh, yeah.
And they just don't get that.
Yeah.
They don't understand.
They would, if they were in charge of the University of Montana campus, you know, Zoe Zephyr was there at the protest. Zoe would be thrown off the roof of Main Hall onto the Oval below. If these radical Islamists were in charge, if Sharia law was instituted here on American soil. And it's just like these people just, it's crazy. All right. George is fired up. I was going to get to Gary and Billings, but George is on a roll. He's fired up. Gary, we'll get to you after this if you can stand by, because he's got a very good question for us here.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
Agriculture groups are reacting to both the House and Senate Agriculture Committee leaders who released their farm bill overviews this week. Groups like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association say that the Farm Bill framework from the House is very pleasing, especially with opportunities to expand profitability for producers. However, they said the Senate version suffers from a lack of producer input. American Farm Bureau says both proposals acknowledge that farm programs require additional investment due to failing commodity prices and higher interest rates. The Senate version, which was released yesterday, makes investments into the farm safety net and supports beginning, underserved, and small farmers and ranchers. Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow says it also helps families working hard to make ends meet by investing in nutrition assistance that puts food on the table, increasing access to fruits and vegetables, and supporting people on the path to self-sufficiency. In other news, farmers and ranchers are invited to submit nominations for the 2025 Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year contest, which comes with a cash prize and bragging rights. In its seventh year, supported by Nestle Purina Pet Care, it celebrates farm and ranch dogs and the many ways they support farmers and ranchers. For more information on how to nominate Man's Best Friend, just visit Farm Dog of the Year online. I'm Lane Nordland.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. I hope Gary in Billings is still there, because he's got the same question that Tom in Broadview sent to me earlier this morning in an email here. Gary, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Aaron and George, and thank you for taking my call and allow me to express my opinion. I have not called in all week because I just been so disgusted at what is going on with our country. But let's go back and blame who is to fault. You know, when you look at George Soros and Chuck Burks, these attacks and against America, where in the hell is the Congress? Why don't they go after this snake that's doing all this work? Now, the only real truth we get, like you said, where is the news?
Yeah.
We're being attacked from all directions, and I'm an old guy myself, but I wonder how long I'll be free, but I hope I don't have to ever see a war.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, Gary, thanks for the call. So, George, Gary's basic question was similar to what Tom in Broadview sent me an email about 6:04 this morning. And for background, for folks who've missed my reporting this week, George Soros, it's been confirmed, multiple news organizations have confirmed that George Soros's outfits are funding these anti-Semitic protests on these college campuses. So Tom says, why don't we just take Soros out? He is a sworn enemy of the U.S. He has vowed to destroy our democracy. He is waging war against us, not a conventional war, but a war to destroy the country just the same. And so, you know, the least the government could do is to confiscate all of his U.S. assets and deny him the right to have any business activity in the U.S. Anyway, so that's what Tom in Broadview is saying, is why don't we just take out George Soros?
I understand his frustration, but man, that's a slippery slope. If you take out an American citizen or
is Soros a citizen?
I don't know. Whatever. Maybe is, maybe isn't. But I mean, you start assassinating somebody for this, then man, that's a slippery slope. I don't even want to go down. But
well, I think there's other ways of
to take
going
him
after
out.
Him. Not
well,
financially.
Okay.
There's other legal maneuvers and mechanisms. You know, aiding and abetting these terrorist groups,
right,
for example.
Right. Well, yeah. So that's where I was going next.
Okay.
So but I wanted to cover that because some people went exactly where I went when I first heard that, right? And somebody's stupid enough to do it. But what I'm saying is, you know, if they can get Al Capone for tax evasion, right? They couldn't get him for all the other stuff that he did, but they got him for tax evasion. They could do the same thing to Soros if they wanted to, because I'm sure there are laws that he's broken by doing what he does. But they aren't going after him. And
yeah.
What does that tell you? When our government doesn't go after somebody that's causing all these problems,
well,
like he is.
It's because George Soros is the Democrat Party, which means George Soros is running our government
exactly.
Right now. Who do you think these deep state operatives are bowing down to? George freaking Soros.
And we should all
be. You think they're going to go after him?
Furious.
No. They're going after peaceful pro-life protesters and everyday American citizens and the gun store owner in Great Falls. They're not going after the guy who's their piggy bank, George Soros.
Yep. Well, that's true. That is very true. And so it just is another clue into how screwed up our government is. You know, this is Freedom Friday, Aaron, and I saw a story that really caught my attention. There was a girl at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. So they were having protests, anti-Israel protests there. There was a flag flying at half-mast in honor of these fallen law enforcement officers that were killed the other day, right?
Yeah.
And
Marshall's task force.
Yeah, and these anti-Israel protesters took down the American flag, put up a Palestinian flag, and then desecrated the American flag, burned it, and tore it up. And this one girl went out there, and she held up her own American flag during all of this that was going on. I mean, this girl has some guts to go out there and do this. She stands there with the American flag. These anti-Israel protesters started throwing rocks and stuff at her for doing that. And, you know, that tells you a little bit about how stupid these protesters are and the type of people they are. Because, you know, this country's all about freedom. Well, they're free to burn the flag. They are. That's not against the law. They can do that. But she's also free to hold up a flag She wasn't throwing rocks at them.
Yeah.
She was just holding a flag, but they started throwing rocks at her.
You just made a great point. She wasn't throwing rocks at them, but they were throwing rocks at her. But yet, look at how Joe Biden will equivocate what's going on. Well, there's people on both sides. No. There is one side that's throwing the rocks, that's destroying these campuses, that's harassing and threatening and intimidating students from the other side. And Joe, it's your side. It's the Democrat Party. What about those UNC Chapel Hill students that defended the flag, too? I'm sure you heard about that one as well. They raised the American flag back up and then rallied around the flagpole. If you missed that story, I'll tell you about it here in 60 seconds.
News, I'm Therese Crowley. But many of those chanting are not. NYPD invited to clear out a campus Gaza protest at NYU with police buses ready for arrests, and then moved on to clear out another Gaza protest camp at the new school. More than 50 arrested. A day after President Biden said peaceful protest is protected, but violence, threats, and intimidation are not peaceful protest. As this student at UNC Chapel Hill, Haley, tells Fox.
I definitely got water thrown at me and sprayed at me. I know a couple kids had rocks and sticks thrown at them. One of my friends got hit with a water ball and had like a gash under his eye.
Former President Trump back to court in New York after complaining the judge's gag order means he can't even testify at his own trial. Jobs added in April, just 175,000 fewer than expected. Markets cheering, hoping it leads the Fed to begin cutting interest rates by September. America's listening to Fox News.
So Hans Wiese is the guy. Hans Wiese is the guy who's the foreigner, who is doing the same stuff that George Soros is doing. I want to talk more about Hans Wiese. If we don't get to it here during Freedom Friday, I want to get to it here later on in the 8 or 9 o'clock hours of the show, because Josh Hawley mentioned him yesterday when confronting Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. All right, George, here's the soundbite. Fraternity members at the University of North Carolina defending the American flag from a group of protesters. Now, after the video and the pictures went viral of these students defending the flag, over $500,000 has been raised in their honor. And then country musicians like John Rich have offered to do a free concert celebrating these patriots as well. Here's one of them. Here's a young man that was on Fox and Friends earlier this morning. And I forget where I put the story. I'll find his name in a second. But here's what he had to say.
I respect other people's opinions. But when I started seeing, you know, Jewish students getting mobbed with flags and chants and signs, I started to kind of realize that maybe these protests have evolved a little bit. And so I stepped up kind of to give a voice to the Jewish community on campus.
All right. A young man being a man.
There you go.
That's great. That was Jake Harris, by the way, is his name.
You know, yeah. And how about hiring those people? See, that other guy wants to hire the anti-Jewish people. I want to hire this Haley who was holding the flag up in the middle of that mob, right? That's the person that has guts. That's the person that I want to hire. And those were members of Pi Kappa Phi fraternity, and they did help her out and joined her. And I think that's the fraternity that this young man that just spoke was from, too.
I believe so, yeah. There were a couple of different fraternities.
So, see, there are people out there. There are good people out there.
There's young men that are being men, real men in America. It's great to see.
Yeah, and, you know, Aaron, isn't that something? So they get out there and they do the right thing. But a lot of the other ones have their faces covered up. They're wearing things that cover their whole head except their eyes. Just like these Islamic terrorists always do. They cover their faces, right? Yep. So if you're on the side of right, why are you covering your face?
Oh, yeah. And at the University of Montana, you can see so many of them are covering their faces. Take off your mask, you cowards. Nancy in Roundup had something quick to share. What's going on, Nancy? Oh, okay. Apparently she's not there. All right. We got other folks ringing in here as well. Richard in Jordan. Richard, what's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a question. Do you remember the interview that you did with the gal from Glendive that her child was being transitioned without her, or son or whatever it was, without her permission? Do you remember that?
You mean Glasgow, the story out of Glasgow. Yeah.
Glasgow. There you go. Okay. Recently, I saw two interviews, or not interviews, but two comments that she made on the governor's website that was accusing the governor of stealing her child and taking it to Canada to be sexually transitioned there.
The judge in the child custody whole deal, I believe, gave custody back to the birth mother in Canada. So I think that's what you're referencing. Stand by. We got to take a hard break here. Stand by.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's go back. Hopefully Richard and Jordan is still there since we got cut off by the hard break there. But, yeah, Richard, yeah, the case you're referring to, that case out of Glasgow, Montana, is, as I understand it, look, I understand the family's concerns and frustrations, but basically you've got a child custody case that turned into with the judge up there. And as I understand it, yeah, the daughter is now in Canada with her birth mother. But anyway, what did you want to share about that story?
Well, I'm hoping that I don't lose you here. I'm traveling to Billings right now. I just went through Roundup. My concern was that the comment that she made was directly on Governor Gianforte's Facebook page. And it was a direct accusation saying that he kidnapped their and sent it to Canada. I asked for proof of what she was saying, and all I got back was, have you been following our story? Stay tuned. That it's all going to come out in the trial. And it just seems to me that, you know, to throw an accusation like that where a governor is actually even facilitating such a thing in that way, it's a very strong accusation, especially in a political election year like this.
Yeah, that, well, you know, and I understand her frustration, I mean, and what they're going through. I do think that the legislature needs to go even further with some of the laws on the books when it comes to kids that are placed in state facilities for treatment and for care. In this case, it was the young lady was placed into a suicidal treatment facility, and so I understand the concern on that front. But everything I've heard about this case, and Lieutenant Governor Kristen Juris says that she looked at the case. She looked at old case documents, old court documents, many of which have not been released to the public yet. And she says that there is more to this story here, that it involves other family issues, that it's not – it doesn't just simply – let me just say this. There are political opportunists out there. Separate. I'm not talking about the family here. Talking about there are political opportunists out there who are desperate to attack Governor Greg Gianforte and who are desperate to. And that's why you even see the liberal groups kind of jumping on this issue, trying to create division within the Montana GOP, because they're hoping that this issue can be used to divide Republicans to hopefully harm GOP turnout in the legislative races this fall. And so they're trying to use this as a wedge issue, and there's political opportunists that are trying to use this to attack the governor when everything we've heard from Lieutenant Governor Juris and others is that there is much more to this story. Otherwise, there are major pro-family organizations out there who would be weighing in a major way on this case if they felt that the governor was doing something wrong here. And so I just think there's political opportunists that are trying to take advantage of cases like this. But from what I've heard, there's much more to the story. But again, I feel bad for the family, and I don't think kids should be socially transitioned in these state facilities. But again, the governor put protections in place against this radical transgender agenda, and who threw those protections out? The liberal Montana Supreme Court. So, folks, if you're concerned about this type of stuff, focus on the Montana Supreme Court seats. Anyway, the much longer rant than folks probably wanted there. But, Richard, thanks for the call and the question. George, your thoughts? Or
You said it all.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. And I don't know anything about that story.
All right, yeah.
But, you know, there is a story out of West Virginia. So I'm telling you, the women today, the girls today have got my attention because – you have the...
They always had your attention, George. Be honest. Sailor.
Well, okay. So you have Haley at North Carolina Chapel Hill, right, holding the flag out there. Well, in West Virginia, there were five middle school girls who were protesting the fact that there was a boy competing in the girls' shot put and discus events. And so these five young girls, their protest, and so I have utmost respect for them, their protest was to walk into the shot put circle and step out without throwing a
without completing a throw,
which is a foul, and they were disqualified. Well, they didn't throw rocks, they didn't burn flags, they didn't do anything. They went in there, they protested in a way that was noticed, but didn't hurt anybody else, right? The boy, by the way, ended up winning that event, and the West Virginia Attorney General jumped to their side, because you'll remember that West Virginia tried to pass a law that banned boys from competing or men competing in women's events. And the courts there blocked it. And so, you know, my hat's off to these five young girls that, that had the courage to do that and were willing to do that. And, and that's the right way to do things.
Yeah, and now those girls are being punished and not being allowed to play sports. But that's what's happening in Joe Biden and John Tester's America, is they throw rocks at girls holding an Israeli flag. They take shots at girls who are trying to protect girls' sports, and they're trying to throw men into girls' locker rooms. Absolute insanity. Let's go to Tim in Billings next up on the phone lines. Tim, what's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Freedom Friday. I think we still have freedom in America, at least a little bit, at least here in Montana. But, you know, you wonder, where do these college protesters, where do they get the idea that it's okay to take the American flag down and fly the flag of another country? I don't know. You could look back just a week and a half, 2 weeks ago to Congress and look at a bunch of clapping seals that are supposedly representing the people waving the Ukrainian flag on the floor of the U.S. House. I mean, it is ridiculous. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as pride. There's no such thing as honor. There's no such thing as anything left in this country anymore.
They think it's the cool thing to do. They think it's the cool thing. They think that tearing down the American flag or waving the flag of another country, they think that's the cool thing to do. Tim's question, where did they learn this from? TikTok, other social media platforms, sometimes from these leftist professors themselves. George, your thoughts?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That is where they learn this stuff, because those people are encouraging them to do it. But there's no excuse for any member of Congress to be holding a flag of another country in Congress. I mean, there's no excuse for that.
So in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, I was telling folks about this big story on our Montana Talks website right now about how these illegal aliens were reportedly dumped in Montana's Flathead Valley. And I made a remark about, like, so I was reading this press release from Congressman Ryan Zinke. Apparently, these illegal aliens, they get dumped in the Flathead Valley by, you know, probably some liberal nonprofit. And then they called the sheriff's office to ask for accommodations. So I had thrown out, are these guys candidates for the dumbest criminals segment on that? You know, there's a TV show that highlights dumb criminals, you know, that break into stores and then get hit by their own hammer or whatever, right? These guys called the sheriff to ask for accommodations. That's how bold these illegal aliens are. It's like, hey, sheriff, we just got to town. Can you give us a place to stay for the night? How about the jail cell? But anyway, Evan and Belt says this. I don't know if they are dumb illegal immigrants or not. Think about it. Just like they turn themselves into Border Patrol down south, that maybe they're told to contact local law enforcement as a way for the anti-American Biden administration to thumb their nose at us to show that they can do whatever the hell they want and we can't do anything about it. Just remember, November is coming and we are facing the most consequential election ever. Question is, will we choose freedom or communism? That's from Evan and Belt.
Evan's always got a good take. You know, I don't blame those people if I were dumped somewhere. Because, first of all, they got a welcome, right? Because they got flown here. So somebody welcomed them and said, hey, we're going to put you in a nice place. So they get there. They don't know where to go or what to do. So, yeah, I would go ask for a place to stay, too. I don't hold that against them. But, man, they shouldn't be there to begin with. That's what it boils down to.
That's right. George, I loved it at the top of the hour when we first started this show here, and you went on your rant about judges and professors.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, there's some nice judges. Ashley Harada is a great judge. We got, anyway, I know what you meant there. But when you went off on these college professors, what I loved about it is you didn't even hear my opening rant at 6:06 in the morning, because what time? You probably started listening around 6:30, 6:40.
Yeah, 6:30. Yep.
So at 6:06, go back and listen to the podcast later today if you want. But anyway, I was going off about that very thing, about these fake news media reporters. They have a cookie cutter in their cupboard. Whenever they do a political story about Montana, they go interview some liberal political science professor from Montana to basically put their opinion. So basically, like, it's their way to make a whole news article about, you know, Democrat Party talking points, but they make it look like they're being nonpartisan by interviewing some liberal college political science professor. So that was my opening rant. Anyway, I'll tell you what set off that rant right after this, and then hopefully we'll get George all fired up again as well, because he's kind of taming down on us, isn't he? Right?
This episode is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile. Save money the easy way. Learn how new Xfinity Mobile customers can buy one unlimited line and get one free for a year now through June 21st. That's like $20 a month per unlimited line. Visit XfinityMobile.com today to learn more. Offer ends June 21st. Restrictions apply. Existing Xfinity internet service and 2 unlimited lines required. Reduce speeds after 30 gigabytes of usage per line. Data thresholds vary.
Fox News commentary.
Governor DeSantis announces Freedom Month in Florida. If you're wondering why Americans keep voting with their feet, here's another reason. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist, and my podcast, The Janice Dean Podcast. Every week, I'll be focusing in on a person, a place, or a thing that deserves your attention because it makes the world a better place. Be sure to subscribe to The Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
America's listening to Fox News.
According to a declaration made this week by Florida Governor DeSantis, the month of July will now be Freedom Month. Starting July 1st in Florida, things like fishing, camping, pool, and other outdoor supplies like sunscreen, bug spray, and charcoal for grilling will be tax-free. Boating and water activities will also fall under this Freedom Sales Tax holiday initiative. Governor DeSantis said he wants people to go out and enjoy the summer season, and with this tax relief, more will be able to do just that. While blue states tax their residents up to their eyeballs and bury good people under red tape and regulations, states like Florida are doing the opposite. Is it really a wonder people are flocking to free states? You can be taxed to death to live in filth, crime, and squalor, or you can move to a state with law, order, liberty, and decency. I can't imagine an easier decision in the history of decisions. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Finally, President Biden yesterday spoke out against the violent student protest. I've been saying this for a couple of weeks, but now he was under pressure from the media, from his own party, and added an unscheduled speech. Destroying property is not peaceful protest, said the president. It's against the law. Vandalism, trespassing, breaking windows, shutting down campuses, forcing the cancellation of classes and graduations. There should be no place on any campus, no place in America, for anti-Semitism or threats of violence against Jewish students. Now, was that so hard? Why could he not have said that a week ago, days ago? At the same time, every time you mention anti-Semitism, do you have to then throw in Islamophobia and discrimination against Palestinians and others? Well, at least he said it. He tried to be balanced. And finally, he found his voice.
That's creativeplanning.com.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend, studio. Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Political science professor Paul James Pope at Montana State University, Billings. Now, you could go do a news story about Montana politics and interview a political science professor from Montana State University, Bozeman, And it would be a joke because it's just biased, partisan, left-wing talking points. But no, Politico decides to go interview not just a political science professor at MSU Bozeman, but at MSU Billings. Anyway, and it's a story about property taxes. And this guy is basically just spouting nonsense, Democrat Party talking points. But see, that's what the liberal media does. They want to inject their opinion and call it news. We do opinion here. This is a talk show. We give our opinions.
Oh, I'm full of it.
That's right. Well, in more ways than one. No, they pretend to do news, but really they're giving their opinion. But how they cover it up is they go interview some liberal college professor to say, wow. And it's just like, give me a break. I mean, what a joke. Go find another cookie cutter out of your cupboard. That was kind of my opening rant at the 606.
And that's true. And people need to be aware of that and use some thinking and common sense, because you can pick those stories out pretty easily and tell which ones are not really news but more opinion because of who they interview or who they quote in those stories. So yeah, you can pick them out. Just, you know, pay attention. That's the thing.
Let's see. We had a message from where did it go? I had it in front of me. A message. I think it was from Nick in Connor, Montana, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. Sorry. I've got so much in front of me. Sometimes I'll lose my messages. But anyway, he said something to the effect of Governor Gianforte vetoed a bill that would have helped the Colstead family. If I recall correctly, that legislation was a massive reform bill for child protective services. So maybe you could make the argument that it might have helped the Colstead family in Glasgow in one way or another, but it also had much more ramifications and implications as well. I think there's more to it. But either way, Nick, thanks for the message on that front.
Well, and, you know, you got to be reasonable on some of this too, because that's what both parties love to do. Well, that guy vetoed this bill. Well, he didn't veto it because of that topic. He vetoed it voted against it because all the other garbage that was in there. You know, you can't vote for bad legislation because there's one good thing in it when there's 20 bad things. But that's the game they play.
Yeah. And then somebody else had a message, and I apologize. Again, I don't know what I did with the message that was sitting right in front of me, but there was another one, and somebody was making the point, hey, we need to call out the governor and the sheriff in Flathead County. They need to do something. So they're all of them are speaking out in opposition to these illegal aliens that were reportedly dumped in Montana's Flathead Valley. But obviously, the rest of us are saying, hey, we need to round these illegal aliens up, deport them. Get them out of here. But we've all seen, again, what happens when you do that very thing, which is then the feds come in and say, no, you don't have the authority as a state to do it. You don't have the authority. And so that's why I think the easiest solution is what Bruce and Ennis suggests, which is give them a bus pass to L.A.
Yeah.
You have free health care in California. Here you go. I mean, frankly, that is the easiest short-term solution without getting into a massive back-and-forth court fight that we can do. Is a bus pass to somewhere else. Anyway, we already got like 30 seconds to go. George, give us the final word here. I get to talk enough.
It's crazy. Well, you know, I think everybody just pay attention. Watch the news. See what's going on. Don't take it on its face value because every side's pushing an agenda. Do some research. Look into it. Dig deeper. Be smart. Use your best judgment.
There you go. Hey, well said. That's why I love taking phone calls here, because if I say something that somebody disagrees with or slightly gets something wrong, they could call in, send us a message. And that's part of the fun. Let's see. I know we've got a little bit of open phones time coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour. I've got Don Kay from the Montana GOP on the schedule, but we haven't confirmed that one yet. So stand by.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. A Pennsylvania man convicted of kidnapping and murdering a woman after luring her to the Nevada desert. John Matthew Chapman admitted to officials that he led the unnamed woman, who was his girlfriend, to believe the two were taking a road trip to Las Vegas for a photo shoot in September 2019. Instead, he took her to the desert, tied her up, and suffocated her, admitting that he did so because he needed her money. The woman's neighbors started getting suspicious after not having seen her for months, but seeing Chapman living at the property, leading to a welfare check where authorities found Chapman with the victim's cell phone, zip ties, and a roll of duct tape. They also found out that Chapman was pretending to be her on her Facebook Messenger account. He faces life in prison when he's sentenced in August. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.